Hi friends, we are back now, proceeding further to that is merchanting trade. Now, before I proceed over here, let me tell you one point. If you are onto only import and export and you are satisfied with only doing your import-export business on a limited scale, then you forget this chapter. Why? Because this is a very higher level of trading. One of the highest level of international trade. That is, if you have developed a large market in a number of countries for many products, for import-export both, you have got many clients, then you want to expand yourself, then you go into merchanting trade.
Friends, when we look at the topics covered under chapter number 5, the topics would be, first we will introduce merchanting trade. What is merchanting trade? It is totally different than your normal import and export. Another arm of merchanting trade is intermediary trade. We have merchandising method of merchanting trade. And our own Reserve Bank of India has created certain precautions which are known as FEMA precautions. And Reserve Bank of India has created guidelines for the banks to follow the merchanting trade. Then we will also look at special economic zones. These are areas within the country but treated as areas outside the Indian angle for imports and exports. And above all, we will also look at the global pandemic and the effect that has been created out of this pandemic. So let us go step by step on this.
To introduce merchant trade, it is buying goods from country A and selling goods to country B without the goods coming into India. So there are three countries involved. One, you at the center for documentation only. You'll buy goods from one country, sell it to another country. You have got clients, well-known importers in country A, well-known exporters in country B, and country B wants certain products where you cannot export from India, you don't have the facility. But you know that you are importing from a third country. So instead of wasting time, energy and freightage on bringing the goods to India and then sending it to the third country, the goods will move directly from country A to country B. Only the documents would be exchanged. Country A will send the goods, send the documents to you. You will prepare another set of documents and send it to country B. Country B will receive the goods directly from country A. This is the modus operandi of a merchanting trade. There is another kind of merchanting trade or intermediary also. Before that, let us now understand what you have got to do in the first stage. You will first procure goods by an order from the buyer. Place a similar order with the supplier in another country and see that the entire transaction is completed in a successful manner And in between, with the switch over of the document, that is invoice and the bill of lading, you will earn your profit margin. You will not be handling the goods at all. No physical handling of goods like you do in import-export trade. In yet another form of merchanting trade, if you don't want to inform your buyers the country of origin, then you will import the goods into India, keep it in a customs bonded warehouse without payment of custom duty, where you can do some repacking or relabeling, etc., and then export it to a third country. No other manufacturing process other than repacking and relabeling. By doing this, the third country will not come to know from which country the goods are originating. Now, basically, such type of trade has got to be done in freely convertible currency against receipt of payment and also making payment. You can't do Indian rupees payment or sale. It has got to be a convertible currency. Both countries, you have got to have a proper contract understanding. Why would you like to do this? Increasing merchanting trade is crucial to continuance of globalization. You are now entering globalization if you want to expand, because this will give consumers and countries the opportunity to be exposed to new markets and new products. Mind you, the products which you are buying from a third country will be a new product to India, because India doesn't have those products. So for you, there will be new product and new market. Almost any kind of product in the international market, especially branded goods, food, clothes, spare parts, oil, jewelry, wines, stocks, even currencies, water, etc., etc., it can be done by merchanting trade. Services like tourism, banking, consulting and transportation also can be undertaken in this fashion of third country. This is allowing you, because of advanced technology and transportation, your outsourcing of multinational corporations have major impact on this trading system. Most of the multinational corporations throughout the world, they are now onto this kind of merchanting trade. Logistics services are the most important arm for this kind of services. Why? Because you need to protect your source of supply, and therefore you have got to work in tandem with the freight forwarder or logistic company. He has got to be experienced enough in such type of transactions. That basically means he should know the rules and regulations of country A and also country B. He has a wide network of partnerships to provide full logistic services on door-to-door basis. It also means that they should be able to complete custom clearance work in foreign countries also. And most important, he should be able to understand what you want him to do, what is required to be done in country A and what is required to be done in country B if they can offer door-to-door services. Remittances. First of all such transactions has got to be done via the banking channels. Letter of credit has got to be opened by authorized dealers in favor of overseas suppliers. First of all, if you want to purchase goods from an overseas supplier, you have to open a letter of credit. And same way, if you want to buy goods from a buyer, you need to open another letter of credit. One letter of credit you will receive and one letter of credit you will give. That means when you are supplying the goods to country B, you will receive a letter of credit from that supplier from that country B, and when you buy goods, then you have to give your letter of credit, a counter guarantee letter of credit, to the buyer. In certain cases, advance remittances are also permitted, but there are certain conditions attached. If necessary, bank guarantee also can be provided if your clients require. If your party is asking for advance payment, yes, Reserve Bank will allow you to make remittances in advance. Applicability of taxation. Since goods are not meant for consumption in India, there are no taxations involved, no customs duty. Even the bills that you make, you need not add any GST, neither for import nor for export. IGST is not applicable in such transactions. Intermediary trade is another form of international trade. Here also, buyer is from one country, seller is from another country. The buyer and seller are known to each other, but they trade through an intermediary trader, or they may be known to each other, but due to certain reasons, they do not want to disclose themselves and they need to complete the transaction, but by going through the intermediary trader. The intermediary trader will complete the transaction on behalf of both buyer and seller. Procedure: conclude an export contract, LC received, conclude an import contract, export-import licenses wherever required, open an LC, complete the sale, shipping bill, bill of exchange. There is no need for shipping bill, no need for bill of entry, only bill of exchange required from the country of export to you, and you prepare another bill of exchange. Settle import earnings by receive export earnings through category 1 authorized foreign exchange dealer bank. They are registered bankers by RBI under FEMA, Foreign Exchange Management Act. When we look at intermediary versus merchanting trade, a merchanting trader is an intermediator of the importer and the exporter and is a party to the trade contract. This is more important. The intermediary withdraws the sales difference by selling the purchased goods. And when there is a dispute in the transaction, the intermediator becomes involved as a third party for the dispute. Goods and shipping documents are normally passed through the intermediator for delivery to the final importing country. But an intermediary trader is not an actual party involved in the transaction. He doesn't prepare any document. He just arranges a transaction between the importer and exporter and then make them engage directly with each other, and in turn he receives a transaction fee. The goods and shipping documents are directly delivered to the importer by the exporter. No documentation is involved by the intermediary over here. So these are two different types of merchanting trade. As a further higher level of merchanting trade, we have to look at merchandising. Now, what is merchandising? All large MNCs who are dealing in multiple products, especially marketing, they look to merchandising the product. That means marketing the product to a retail consumer. At a retail in-store level, merchandising refers to display and sale of variety of products in such a way that it stimulates the interest and entices the customers to make a purchase. You look at the malls which have come up nowadays. Any city you go in India, the malls would be decorated by various merchandising which will entice you to purchase. This is being done as a part of merchandising. In retail commerce, visual display merchandising means merchandise sales during product design, selection, packaging, pricing, and display that stimulates the consumers to spend more. It acts actually as a stimulator to the consumer that, yes, come and purchase, come and purchase. The merchandiser takes the decision about which products should be presented to which customers at what time. Important factor is the timing factor. Promotional merchandising, this is what is timing of the merchandising. Why? Because festivals are incorporated in an annual cycle of shop decorations and merchandise promotions. In most of the foreign countries and even in India, the cycle begins in January, going on to February, that is Valentine's Day. So the merchandiser will arrange for gifts and other products required for Valentine's Day. Then you get Holi, you get Raksha Bandhan. So the merchandiser will change his product grouping to suit the Holi festival and the Raksha Bandhan festival. Next comes the schooling, children's schooling, and monsoon starting. So the shops will start showing children schooling material and monsoon clothing. They'll all be decorated in the stores by such merchandisers. This is what is promotional merchandises. Then you have got many other things like Mother's Day, Father's Day, patriotic theme for, let's say, August 15 and Independence Day and Republic Day, where Indian flag is more in demand. Therefore, in India, the merchandiser will see that Indian flags are prominently displayed in the stores. Next, you come to various other festivals like Ganpati festival, Navratra, Dasara, Diwali, etc. These festivals see a lot of decorations, puja items, sweets, and similar items. There's a huge demand, and therefore the merchandiser will arrange such type of goods on the shop front. Next, you come to the Christmas and New Year's Day celebrations and product designed for the Christmas sale. This is actually a promotional merchandising undertaking by the merchandisers. For merchandising trade in certain European countries, this basically denotes all marketing and sales stimulation exercises, activities around point of sale, design creation, promotion, care and training of the sales staff. That means basically the manufacturer is involved only in manufacture of the goods, and as far as marketing is concerned, the merchandiser takes over the all aspects of merchandising the product. He is involved in business promotion by buying and selling of the goods. In Asian countries, this also denotes sampling of the items, idea conception to dispatching of the shipments. It has got a very vast job description that involves leading and working with different departments within the organizations. Suppliers, buyers have to deal with timely deadlines and, of course, accepted quality levels. Thank you.